Welcome to
Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Hunter Biden's episode. I lost track. Can't you believe it is almost November already? So here is some highlights of our life in Nova Scotia. Our friends moved here. Yay! Auntie Stephanie, Uncle Alan, my good friends, Kaden and Quinlan. So exciting. They came to visit in August, sold their house 3 weeks later in Welland. Now they live in Church Point, Nova Scotia, about 12 minutes away from us. We are doing some school stuff again, like history, Liberty Kids history, religion, math I'm doing really good at, health, life learning. We're learning about being responsible. And today we are doing history, religion, and grammar that I'm already done. It was Pearls and, Pearls. We remember our free Rhode Island Reds? We got some more, 3 more chickens. What are they called again? Americana, and an Astra, and a white Leghorn. We now have a red eggs, brown eggs, pink eggs, blue eggs, and white eggs, and camouflage eggs because they're quail. Our eggs look awesome. Our Rhode Island eggs were just brown when we had them, but now they're rainbow. They're friends now because we had them for a month and a week. We separated together. Separated in both sides of the cage, but they can see each other still. But now they're friends, and we can let them out together, and they live together and sleep together. Our quail are doing good. I can't remember if I mentioned Aggie, our rabbit, before. She is our bunny named Aggie is brown. Getting heavy. She's huge. She has a cute, fluffy bunny tail. She chewed up 3 cords. That is not good. She is scared of us a little. She doesn't come out really as much as she did when she was younger. I joined Scouts. The first time I went was Monday. I went, I did cooking in the forest, omelets, and we had to see if we beat it. We made better cooking than our leader, and we won. That means we got Mike and likes. I also joined a bowling league on last Sunday, and I did good. I'm learning how to use one hand throwing with one hand. And my brother. My brother and sister and my birthday passed. And mine was October 12th. I turned 11. My brother's was September 22nd. He turned 8. And my sister's is September 23rd. And she's 1 now. She knows how to walk now. She's getting so huge.
Hi.
Yeah, that's my sister, if you heard it. For Siler and Hafina's birthday, because they shared one this year. When we went to the bowling lane, friends came over. We did, we had cake, we opened presents. We also did glow-in-the-dark bowling. Something grew up in the dark. Glowed up. And after they came to our house, we hanged out with the chickens and they came out. I think we had our new chickens at this time. I think. And for my birthday, my friend slept over. Slept over. We had my favorite food, tacos. We had candy. We walked to the pizza store across the street from us and got chocolate bars with money we got. I got a vest, a Nerf vest, a Nerf mask, goggles, and Nerf guns, and like 200 bullets. We had a Nerf war. We watched Johnny Test, Fast and the Furious, and other shows. We also went to summer camp. We spent our summer at summer camp. We went to the Port Maitland Beach, that school. We walked to the beach because it was close by. And for the last week, we stayed in the gym and played, and we went outside at the Port Maitland school's monkey bars and stuff. And we played a throwing game called Jackpot, me and my friends I met. And it's almost Halloween. On Halloween, on my Halloween podcast, I am doing a Halloween story. My brother's co-hosting with me, Ridian, because he's going to be one of the characters in it. That's going to be exciting. Today, I'm going to a Halloween party at Home Hardware and dressing up as a zombie killer with a gas mask, a yellow coat with blood on it, black rubber gums, gloves, and a shotgun I got for my birthday. For Thanksgiving, we got potato. We had ham, potato with Stephanie. We got ham, potatoes. We had corn, buns, and cupcakes and cake and pie. And we also made snail pictures, me and Caden and Quinlan and my brothers. My friend, we went to the beach, one of our farmer's market, Caden was digging, and he found a sand dollar, pretty cool. We're going to go back in low tide one day, and we're going to find one, because we've been looking for them. We found huge ones in Cuba. That one of our vacations to Cuba and Myrtle Beach in Florida, we found little ones, and here were little too, the same size that's in Florida Beach. If you never heard of them, you can look them up and we'll pick up. They look like starfish and like
gone
in a circle. It's pretty cool. And we found, do you have a question, Tom Radiant?
Do you have a question for them?
Yeah.
How do you guys like living in Nova Scotia now? We've been here for a couple months.
I love it. What's your favorite thing about Nova Scotia?
And it has beaches.
And we have chickens and bees. And we have a new kitten.
What's your favorite thing about living in Nova Scotia, Hunter?
That we have beaches, we have our chickens and quail, and I'm very happy I have good friends that are here now, and I mean,
and you've met a lot of friends.
Yeah, and I met a lot.
You guys have already met a couple good family friends.
Yeah, I know. I also saw a mink a couple months ago planning this podcast. It isn't good. Minks are actually predators to the chickens. They're actually weasels because we have a forest area by our house and to the beach. There's a pond and to the and sand and forest everywhere. Oh, also, I forgot to say, in the pond area where we have ducks come to our house, like 14 of them, and eat and the chickens. They go there, and we saw an otter. We saw a river otter. Mhm. My mom is tired. Soon I'm doing school again. Hi, S'mores. We got a kitten. She's by me right now. Someone dropped her off on my birthday. Off on my birthday in a basket or something like that.
A box.
The day after my birthday party, I had my favorite breakfast, Nutella waffles and Cool Whip. That's the end of the podcast. Thank you for listening. Let me please follow me, and I will see. Talk to you in the next one. Goodbye.
A special message to Grandpa. Thank you for that.
What'd you say?
A special message
A special message to my grandpa. Thank you for the magazines once a month. Magazines.
We're getting a little farm
magazine, so I can't wait. That'll probably give us some farm ideas. Thank you guys for listening to me. Talk to you in the next one. Goodbye.